From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. lawmakers got a rare opportunity to pose questions to the president's national security team and learn about the broad range of options to remove the threat from North Korea on Wednesday. Democratic Senator Chris Coons, a member of the Foreign Relations Committee, attended the briefing at the White House.
I was reassured that the Trump administration, Secretary Tillerson and others, are consulting all of our allies in the region and China to reduce the likelihood of a miscalculation and misunderstanding. Given the unpredictability of the North Korean regime, though, this is certainly an unsettling situation.
Trump and U.S. officials have repeatedly said all options remain on the table to deal with further North Korean provocations. Meanwhile, a U.S. Navy strike force led by the aircraft carrier USS Carl Vinson is approaching the east coast of the Korean Peninsula as an additional show of force to North Korea. U.S. military officials are slamming Turkish airstrikes against Kurdish targets in northern Syria, saying Turkey's action on Tuesday jeopardized both the fight against the Islamic State terror group and the well-being of U.S. forces on the ground. A U.S. official on Wednesday said they got about an hour's notice before the strikes began. A spokesperson for Turkey's foreign ministry defended the airstrikes, which resumed on Wednesday, saying the U.S., the coalition, and Russia were all duly informed through both military and diplomatic channels. For details on more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.